This is the NewsRant Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Wednesday evening, March 18th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsrant.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news. Invitation to the earnings call of Zeal Network, SEE. Publication of the annual report 2025, Zeal Network SE CEO Dr. Stefan Tweraser and CFO Andrea Behrendt have extended an invitation to investors, analysts, and journalists for the earnings call regarding the annual report 2025. The call is scheduled for Wednesday, March 25th, 2026 at 10:00 a.m. CE. Participants can register for the webcast and access the report and presentation on the company's website. Zeal Network SE is a prominent German online lottery provider, offering a wide range of games and services. Canary Gold announces commencement of trading on the OTCQB. Canary Gold Corporation announces the commencement of trading on the OTCQB venture market starting March 19, 2026. The company's common shares will trade under the symbol CNYGF. This move aims to expand market presence and accessibility to U.S. investors, coinciding with ongoing exploration activities at the Madeira River project in Brazil. The OTCQB listing is expected to enhance visibility and engagement with U.S. investors, providing real-time market information on www.otcmarkets.com.
Meridian Holdings to announce fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results. Meridian Holdings, Inc. will unveil its fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results on March 31, 2026. A conference call at 8:00 a.m. ET will follow to discuss the outcomes. The live webcast and investor presentation can be accessed on Meridian Holdings' investor relations website. The company, known for its online sports betting and gaming platforms, operates globally across 25-plus regulated markets.
PSI postpones the release of its 2025 annual and consolidated financial statements until the end of April 2026. This delay is due to the final assessment of accounting facts related to the investment agreement from October 2025. Despite this, the company saw a 25% increase in new orders in 2025, totaling €322 million. PSI confirms its targets for revenue growth and adjusted EBIT for the year. Northern Data Group releases audited FY 2025 financial results. Northern Data AG, a leading provider of AI and high-performance computing solutions, has released its audited financial results for FY 25. The 2025 annual report, including financial statements audited by Stuttgart-based Liebhardt & Colligan, is now available on Northern Data's website. The company, known for its cutting-edge technology and global data centers, continues to drive technological and societal transformation through its innovative solutions.
CyberLow Technologies, Inc. launches its revamped marketing website in partnership with the UK-based Wrapped brand agency. The new site, reflecting the company's rebranding and global marketing strategy, showcases CyberLow Secure, offering advanced multi-factor authentication technologies. Company President Chris Jackson expresses excitement about the platform, highlighting its commitment to next-gen MFA and fraud prevention. The partnership with Wrapped Brand Agency has been transformative, creating a visually compelling site that communicates the value of CyberLook's innovative solutions to enterprise audiences worldwide.
HKTDC launches Green Biz HK campaign in Bangkok. HKTDC launches Green Biz HK campaign in Bangkok, fostering collaboration in green finance, innovation, and sustainable urban development. The Green Biz HK forum attracted over 550 government and business representatives from Thailand, highlighting Hong Kong's role as an international green finance and innovation hub. The forum facilitated discussions on green finance, technology, and smart city development, aiming to strengthen economic ties between Hong Kong and Thailand.
Earth Science Tech Inc. ETST builds telehealth pharmacy links in evolving digital care, Earth Science Tech Inc. is expanding its telehealth and pharmacy links in response to the evolving digital care landscape. With the global telehealth market projected to reach $2 trillion by 2034, ETST is integrating telehealth into a broader operating structure that includes medication fulfillment and patient-facing services. This shift towards fully integrated platforms is changing healthcare expectations, with ETST strategically positioning itself to capitalize on this trend.
Courtney Poulos on why agents are losing the battle for listing data control. Akeem Real Estate CEO Courtney Poulos argues that brokerages striking direct partnerships with listing platforms are accelerating a power shift away from agents. Poulos believes agents are losing control over how their listings are distributed and monetized due to fragmented MLS systems. She advocates for consolidating MLS systems into a single nationwide platform to give agents collective bargaining power and ensure fair revenue distribution.
West Palm Beach just became America's top cash real estate market. Larry Mastropierri breaks it down. West Palm Beach has earned the top spot as America's leading cash real estate market, with nearly 47% of home purchases completed without a mortgage in December 2025. Larry Mastropierri of the Mastropierri Group explains the driving forces behind this surge, including wealthy South American investors, 1031 exchange investors, portfolio borrowers, and retirees. The shift towards cash purchases reflects a deeper trend in South Florida's real estate landscape.
In Dallas-Fort Worth, pre-existing homes are once again outpacing new builds in pricing, marking a return to historical norms. This shift is influencing how buyers and investors approach the market in 2026. Founder of Selling Dallas Teams and Vice President of Direct Rate USA, Darwin Stevens, highlights the trend reversal, emphasizing the strong demand for established neighborhoods like Preston Hollow and Highland Park. With corporate relocations driving demand at the upper end of the market, Stevens advises working with agents who offer integrated expertise.
Shadow A, iDominate's workplace. Netscope 2026 reveals alarming trends. Shadow A dominates the workplace, according to Netscope's 2026 report, revealing alarming trends. The report shows that 47% of employees use AI tools through personal, unmanaged accounts, with an average of 1,200 unofficial AI applications per enterprise. Financially, Shadow AI adds $670,000 to breach costs, $19.50 million in annual insider risk, and contributes to 20% of all enterprise breaches. Vector Certain LLC's secure agent platform is highlighted as the only solution validated to prevent Shadow AI data exfiltration before reaching unauthorized endpoints.
PowerMax Minerals Inc. has identified rare earth mineralization at its Cameron project in British Columbia, expanding exploration targets. Soil samples revealed total rare earth oxide values ranging from 135 parts per million to 2,840 parts per million, indicating a mineralized corridor over 1 kilometer long. Rock sampling returned values up to 741 parts per million, TREO, supporting the potential presence of REE-bearing bedrock. The company plans follow-up exploration and potential drilling in multiple areas.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.